Good afternoon. This is the Healing Codes Q&A Thursday afternoon, January 3rd, 2019. This is our first Healing Code Q&A this year, so welcome. If you have any questions, it's star 2 to raise your hand, and if you're on the web and you want to send a Q&A, we will get to it as quickly as we can. And so let's just take a deep breath that it is 2019, and 2018 was a year, as all years, changes, adjustments, healing, troubles, chaos, peace and joy, bitterness, jealousy, pride and egos at work. So with our social media accessibility, we live in a world of every emotion that I believe mankind can feel. So thank you for joining us today. And if you do have any questions, let us know. We are not here to diagnose, we're not here to advise on any medicine or any disease. We are here to be a support and an answer to your way of choosing life and love and truth. So as we begin today, let's start with our prayer. I pray that all known and destructive cellular memories and all physical issues related to and whatever your issue is, whatever is causing stress, fear, condemnation, bitterness, unforgiveness, end this day. Put it in there for you. And we pray that this would be found, opened, and healed by filling you and me and all of our listeners now and in the future with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more, and this invites your body to make the healing of your most stressful issue a priority. As we just take that deep breath, and as you heard, I just released some tension in between the back of my shoulders. Take a few moments first to express gratitude that whatever needs healing in your truth will come to be gently. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Blow up your stomach like you're filling it up with love and hope and joy. Let it out through your mouth. And as you remember your experience just then, does anything come up for you that you know that some truth came forth, that you were relieved of some stress or pressure, that you truly are love? If anyone would like to make a comment, press star 2 to raise your hand, please. I will unmute you and you will be on the air and would love to talk to you. Anyone? Star 2? Okay, group. And Some people just came on while we were doing that. I'm Linda Brewer. I am your host for this afternoon in honor of Alex and all the great people who do all the work behind the scenes at the Healing Code. We pray for you to find the peace that you have spent, whatever age you are now, to this time in your life, to truly find about every circumstance, every thought, every deed, and every action. We wrap you in love. We give you a holy kiss and celebrate you finding you. On behalf of all the Healing Codes family, thank you. And I appreciate you joining this afternoon and would love to talk with you about anything that's on your agenda or on your mind about the Healing Code, and do my best to answer any other questions that you might have about what is going on in the Healing Code Association. And that is a very energetic, moving target, I do believe, as we speak. Anyone? Star 2? Well, most of the time when I'm doing the Q&A, I try to have a topic and have done a little bit of research. But today, due to several circumstances, I do not have that. So if anyone wants to have a conversation with me about something, that would be awesome. Star 2 to raise your hand. If not, as we were doing the Universal Code, what came up for me to be a great topic is our commitment and our communication. As many people are talking about, of what's your New Year's resolution, or what have you promised yourself, or how did it affect you around Christmas? Were you sad? Were you happy? Were you with loved ones, which sometimes can make you miserable, sometimes can make you sad? Some people have lost people this year. Some people have new babies. Some people have new in-laws. So whatever your circumstances are, the truth still remains. You are love. So what does it mean to know that you are love? It means regardless of all the decisions that you have made, all the things that you have experienced, and whatever came through your bloodline at the time of conception, it does not change the fact that you're love, you're pure, and you're whole. And how do we come to this realization is one breath at a time, one word at a time, changing one habit. So what was your New Year's resolution? Anyone like to share? Star 2? Okay, thank you very much. Okay. 2518. That was you, Miss Linda. 8626 Fredericksburg, Virginia. Did you have your hand raised?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You're on the air. How can we have a wonderful conversation with you today? And what subject?
Okay. My main concern, not my main, but one of the biggest concerns I have now is I have been researching and thinking and trying to figure out how to deal with the electromagnetic fields that I know are all around us, but nobody seems to, you know, want to deal with it, talk with it, how to prevent it. I cannot afford a lot of the things like shields that would help me, but I can do something with my cell phone, which I will do. But I also started learning a lot about crystals and have put my hope in them that they will help me heal, because they do. They are supposed to. Crystals have much energy and good positive energies. But I just wanted to voice this because I, you know, sometimes I say to myself, do I have Alzheimer's? I've got, you know, loss of memory and that kind of thing. And I don't know how to deal with it except day to day. And like you said, to know that I'm loved and to hopefully never happen to me what happened to my mother-in-law when she almost died in my arms. So that's what I am worried about right now. And I try to not think about it too much because I could, you know, think of negativity way too much. And I don't want to do that. I want to be a positive person. So that's my deal.
Well, that's your deal. And I hear your concern. Now, are you talking about just the electromagnetic frequencies that you have in your home, or do you live near a big power transmitter?
I do not live near a big, I do not live near a big transformer. It is just the things in my house, which I know a lot of people have, but to find out how much and how much it's affecting me, I need to do more research, but I just don't have the money because I'm not working anymore to buy the shields that would make me feel more comfortable. Like right now, I'm holding a cordless phone, not my cell phone, but a cordless phone, and I know it's less, it's better than a cell phone. So I guess that's what's bothering me. You see, you can't see it, you can't hear it, you can't feel it. But, I mean, there have been deaths in our community, like a brain tumor. And that's one of the things that bother me so much is I don't know how that happened. She's two houses away from me. And I just hope that it's not in the area of an over 55 community like where I live. Because if it is, then it worries me thinking that that's what's going to happen to me.
And this is totally off the healing coach, but this is a suggestion that I would make. I would either have an electrician look all around my house in my neighborhood, or I would call the power company and ask them how close you are to a big transmitter.
Right.
And I'm speaking from limited knowledge, but this is just a sidebar. How I even know what I'm saying now is because I was going to buy some property many years ago and build an office on it. And I was just out to dinner with this friend. And as we were coming back to my house, I said, hey, Don, I'm going to buy that property and looking into it to build an office. He looked up at it and he says, oh, my God, Linda, do not do that.
Yeah.
And that property has never sold.
Right.
And that was over 30 years ago. So that's one thing I think the power company has an obligation to tell you.
Right.
So that would be one suggestion. And then I
right.
don't know if there's anything you can run a test or anything in your home for. But I would Google, I would ask Dr. Google about that.
Right.
And then, so then we come down, how do you protect yourself and not live in fear? Because I
right.
think the fear and the stress of that will do exactly what the electromagnetics would do, just from the stress and the worry.
Right.
And so are you doing the healing code? What are you currently doing?
I have stopped doing the healing codes for a while only because I was doing the research on the EMFs, and then I got interested into the crystals actually helping protect you from that, which made me feel really, really good. And I need to get back to the healing codes. I really do. And I know he's changed things. This is the first time I've been on for quite a while, because I don't know exactly what he's trying to do to make his system work better or different. But maybe he'll send an email sometime soon. He did mention the EMF fields a while ago, but I haven't heard anything from Dr. Lloyd in a long time.
Well, and this is just an overview of what's going on with the association or the company, ever which one you want to call it. Dr. Alex has gone to Whole Life Healing. And so he's coming out. He's had Trilogy, the introduction to Trilogy and everything out. But my understanding, they're going to launch that this month as a product.
Right.
And so you have the Trilogy, and you can do, he's got a complimentary process online, and you can Google that, or you can go to DrAlexanderLloyd.com, and you can pull up the free stuff. And then all of his work is on that website. It is an unbelievable, packed full of website. And
right.
He's got all of his works on there. He's got his videos. You can subscribe to that, or you can just do whatever's free on there, whatever is best
right.
for you.
And I have done that. I have done that. I just thought that maybe he was changing into a whole new situation, because, like, even just recently he had something that was like $50. Well, I don't have $50 to go on a webinar. I just don't. And I thought he was going to do more free things. And I could be wrong, but that's the way it came across to me, that he was excited about doing things like that. But I haven't seen it in a while.
Well, if you go to that DrAlexanderLloyd.com, he's got some free, one of them's called, I think, the Love Test. And
right,
then
right,
has
I've done that.
He has the first 3 minutes of Trilogy on there free.
Right.
And then
right,
he
I did
has,
that.
And then the memory engineering, which is, he says, is sort of wraps up all of his work. There's some free information on that. And
I, just,
then
I haven't
if you
received
want,
that one. No, I've missed that one for some reason.
Okay. Well, it's called memory engineering. And
memory engineering.
Free, uh-huh.
I thought that was the one he charged for.
Well, there will be a version that he will charge for, but there is also the free, what you can get free on there.
Okay. I will go ahead and research that again, because I really enjoyed the power that he has to help.
Now, have you done
people.
The Trilogy?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your result with the Trilogy?
Well, I did not continue it. I just wanted to learn it, so I'll have to go back in all my emails and, you know, relearn it again. But I basically understand from the chakras and everything else. Everything he does is familiar to me. But I'm not doing it regularly right now, because I've been so worried about this other thing. And we just have to... I have to figure out how to get past that, and hopefully he'll have another one of these talks so that I can express my concern, and hopefully it will be free.
Well, I think this is just my opinion and my suggestion, and it is free. I would encourage you to do the Trilogy, those 3-minute trilogies.
Right.
And faithfully, and because I believe it will help relieve some of your fear, and it will also give you protection.
Okay. That's a very good suggestion. I do have some wonderful crystals that my husband supported me on at Christmas time, because everybody else thought I was crazy, but that's okay. It doesn't matter to me. But I do feel much better having these crystals surrounding me, and I do believe that they are helping, and I just didn't realize how this is such a problem in our world, and one of the reasons why we're, you know, getting so sick and dying young, because we have all this junk surrounding us. And you do need to shield yourself from it. So I will take your suggestion, and hopefully that will help. So I thank you for that feedback.
I believe you will find tremendous value in the trilogy. And if you don't ever do anything but the 3 minutes, I think if you do it consistently,
okay,
that you will begin to see the benefit of it. And it sounds like you're well-versed in how the body processes energy and everything, and just set the intention that whatever you are surrounded with, you're under a protection of love. And
isn't that a wonderful thing? That's a wonderful thing. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. I listened to Joseph Prince, and he did a series on the covenant and the mercy seat. And the wings that comes over the mercy seat. So I have gotten, when I'm doing the trilogy or whatever I might be doing, I just, when I'm doing that from the torso over the neck and everything, I just sense and feel those wings of protection. And in Psalms 91, it talks about we're under the wings of his protection. And so the energy that is being spent worrying, I would begin to substitute the words of how you're protected, how loved you are, and how loving you are, and doing the trilogy and with your crystals and whatever else you do, I believe you will find that anxiety subsiding and peace coming in that you are protected.
All right. Well, thank you. You did make me feel a lot better just by those words.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That makes my day. Starting my year
off
correctly. Yeah.
I did send you an email, but it was right so close to the time of 3 o'clock, I didn't want to, you know, not join. So if you get it, you can just delete it or whatever. Or if you ever want to do any research like me about the EMF, you can send it back to me, because I'm sure it's a big, big field that I can't cover all on my own, that's for sure.
Well, I know our local power company here in Spartanburg, South Carolina, they wanted to put the meters out that where you could read, the guy could read them, they could read them at the corporate office, or he could ride by. And oh my gosh, you would have thought it was going to be a nuclear war with some people's fear and things coming up. And it's a reality. And the protector that I know, he's not surprised. And so we are protected, and just be in peace and gratitude, and just know you're protected. Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Well, thank you. And I'm just glad that I brought it up so anybody can hear it and know that they need to do the research too, because there's leaks and things like that that could have a terrible effect on people. So just learn, I guess. That's what I'm trying to do, is learn and protect myself. And now that you've already told me I am, then that, thank you. You can take somebody else's call if there is one.
Okay, and another site that I would recommend, it's Preventing and Reversing Alzheimer's and Dementia. I know.
Right.
And they have such awesome information about the brain and all these doctors and things. But that Dr. Lee Ola, I think that's how you pronounce his name, he just came out with a new product. And God, I hope I'm not doing something I shouldn't be doing, but it's a great product. But it's Advanced Brain Power.
Right, Advanced Brain Power. I've heard of that.
Well, hello, Miss Linda. I have taken a lot of things for blood pressure and my brain and everything, but I have never had the immediate result that I'm having with this pill, this product, this supplement. I got this right now.
Oh.
And, I mean, I'm just absolutely amazed at how calm and things that were really throwing me in a dizzy, now I'm not having. And so if anyone wants to check that out,
I'm going to definitely do that right off when I get off the phone with you.
But I tell you what, and you said you sent me an email, so I will send you that link because they'll let you try two bottles just to pay the freight of $9.95. But you beware that when you do that, unless you notify them, it sets you up for automatic shipment. But you can cancel the automatic shipment. But it's one of
okay.
I stand amazed at how my body is responding to this. The herbs.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because that's what I need. That's exactly what I need.
Well, you let me know, please. I would love to know what your response is because I have recommended it, and I have a sister-in-law who's just all of a sudden it's just dementia has just kicked in, and bless her heart, she knows it. And so I've recommended it to her daughters. I don't know if they've done anything yet or not. But I would be very interested in how you respond because of how I'm responding.
Yes, because I feel like my intention has now been set to find out what's going on in my life, and my husband's also in the same house. We have an inspector here today before our warranty runs out in a year, and he said yes. He's heard about it. He's read about it, and he, as a job of an inspector, cannot really help because he's not a professional of that in line. So I just mentioned it to him, and before he leaves, I'll ask him one more time if he has anything that he can send to me that I haven't seen already. I will ask him about that because the one thing, I mean, there's not only EMF. He's going to do a radon test for us because that was not done when our house was built. And that's been 1 year. So we're trying to do preventative things rather than solve the problem after the fact.
And your local utility companies have a lot of research on this.
Okay, well, I'm going to call them too.
And they have a moral and a legal obligation to share it.
Right, exactly. So I will do that, and we'll see what happens. And maybe next time when
okay.
I call in, I can say I feel a lot better.
I believe. And you know what? I just noticed a distinct tone in your voice. It was lighter and more joyful and hopeful. Congratulations.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly right. I feel it too.
Yes, great. Welcome to your life. Yes.
Okay, now your name is Linda, right?
Linda Brewer, yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I didn't know who was going to look at the email when I sent it. So if I see that, I will definitely bring it on up.
Okay, yeah. It will probably come from Linda B. at either LSG Corporate or Linda B. at LindaSBrewer.com.
Okay. Well, thank you very
okay.
much, Linda. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Star 2 to raise your hand if you, and Mrs. Hall, we appreciate your contribution. Star 2, if you have anything you would like to say, share, question. I think the lady that we were just, and I don't want to call her name because I didn't ask her. If you would notice how awesome just the power of our words and speaking something out will give you relief from stress, that will instill hope and being vulnerable enough to speak your concerns or bold enough to speak your concerns. Our words, we live and die by them. Our tongue is the smallest muscle in the body, but absolutely the most powerful. Life and death live in it. So whatever you're saying to yourself, is it love? Is it honoring? Does it create peace? Do you believe that you're worthy to have peace? Do you love yourself to know that you belong wherever you are and there is a purpose for it? And for you to show up being yourself, the love, the light, the truth that you are, you will make a difference in your world and all of those who's ready to receive your love, truth, light. Anyone else have anything they would like to say? Does anyone have a New Year's resolution they would like to talk about or something that they feel like they might need help in processing to let go of? Well, I encourage you to visit DrAlexanderLloyd.com website and explore what's complimentary and what you do, and become familiar with it and read his blogs. If money is not the issue, I think the monthly access to that website is well worth it, because you've got everything he's ever done in the way of healing on there. And we are in a fast-moving world where not only is there a lot of electromagnetic energy putting out, but just the power of so many people's words and looks and everything else. And we are protected by love, light, and truth. Anyone else have anything? Well, our audience connected today is a little light, but I certainly appreciate everyone who has come on and stayed on and those who participated. And let's just take a moment and as you think about you, what is it in your life that if you could believe to change it would make a different life for you, what would that be? What thought do you have around the situation? Who do you hold bitterness and jealousy, hatred, unforgiveness toward? About circumstances in your life. Whoever it is, when the call is over, I would encourage you to go stand and look in a mirror, or ever have, sit down and look at the mirror and begin to ask yourself, what beliefs did I form? Begin to act on as I experience this experience? How can I forgive myself so that that forgiveness can flow and no longer be part of running my life? If you change this action, this thought that creates stress and darkness and fear, what would it do to just let it go? If you wrapped it up in a box and you just sent it to the wind, I've even worked with some people and encouraged them to just have a bonfire. Put whatever they need to in the bonfire. And as the fire sparkles and the smoke goes up, just take a deep breath and just feel that stress and that negativeness and whatever you would call it, leaving your body. And then just imagine you're under the halo of a beautiful spotlight. You have no secrets. You have no fear. You know that you are wise enough to make the next decision, take the next step, to turn your life toward a prosperous life. And prosperous is where there's health, there's peace, there's wisdom, there's knowledge, there's no lack. That is my wish and my prayer for each and every one of us, not only in 2019, but all the years to come. Star 2 to raise your hand if you would like to make any comments. Any questions? Going once, going twice, going three times. My prayer is peace for you, for me, and everyone who will receive it in love. I have 3:43 Eastern Time, so unless someone has something they would like to ask or comment or make a contribution to, we will close this session today with a grateful heart for each and every one of you. Your participation and being part of this healing circle, this healing movement, is vital to you, generations to come, current generations, and for every human being across the world and right within your sphere of influence. So be loved. Be honoring. God bless. Thank you so much. I will unmute in case everyone wants to say goodnight or goodbye, wherever you are. And thank you. I appreciate you coming.